Good morning, Wake Up HCC. Cris Oviedo here with you. Our conversation today is actually going to focus on the fall semester. And I have to admit, when I first became a student and you know, coming from Ecuador to the U.S., I wasn't really understanding why in the middle of summer I was already registering for fall. And then the fall semester, half of it was still warm. But then at the end of it, I understood, okay, this is why it's fall semester, because we end right in the winter. You know, but that's to say that it is that time. It is that time. Summer is the time to start looking ahead, to start planning for that fall semester, to really come to Howard Community College and talk to us about all of the questions. I know that the past year and a half brought a lot of questions, brought a lot of uncertainty, a lot of changes. You know, we're still in Zoom. That's where this conversation is happening this morning. I have two guests, and you know, Zoom is perfectly working this morning as Zoom does, and internet is unstable for one of our guests. So just bear with us as we continue to deal with that. But you know, we bring you a lot of good information because there is a lot of questions. There is a lot of news happening. There's a lot still going on. COVID is still with us, and we're still trying to navigate and figure out exactly how to continue to move forward. And to answer those questions, some of those questions, most of them really, and to encourage you to continue to further your education, I have Laura Cripps, who's the Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs. And I also have Deborah Green, who's the Associate Vice President for Student Development, joining me this morning. And I cannot thank you guys enough for joining me to really just answer some of the questions, the biggest questions that I know are on people's minds. But before we get there, I always like to get to know my guests a little bit more. I'd like to start the conversation a little light if we can, you know, just get in a little personal, and then we dive into all of those details. So Deborah, let's start with you. If you could just tell us about your role at HCC, you know, what is your job? What do you do where you are? And what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned working through this pandemic? Welcome to you both, and thank you and good morning.
Good morning. My name is Deborah Green again, and I serve as the Associate Vice President for Student Development at Howard Community College. My role consists of basically administering and supervision of programs that are considered non-academic and academic. So the areas that I supervise and oversee are academic support services, counseling and career services, student life, and the wellness center. And so those are many of the programs that students are using and utilizing in other aspects of their academic careers. So for example, one of the areas that is academic and provides academic support would be the tutoring center. So all of the students who are accredited students can utilize for all of the courses that they are registered for at the college, and it's all free. We also provide programming for all of the different sorts of social programming, social justice programming through student life, student government. Students can go to the Career Center and receive resume help, internships, jobs, job assistance. So those sorts of things are the areas that I'm responsible for at the college. The pandemic. So that's such a big question. What did we learn through the pandemic? I think I've learned so many things, but if I had to think of one thing that I learned working through the pandemic is that I think as humans, we all have resilience. And it's really like a renewed resilience. I think that is kind of built into our DNA, and that we're able to really get through hardships. So after a year and a half, you know, in the major pandemic, because we are actually still in the pandemic, you know, we've been able to be flexible, you know, be resilient. And, you know, that community is really also very important. I think, you know, many of us have learned You know, maybe even people who are very introverted and kind of feel like, you know, I didn't really need people, but we found through the pandemic that we really did need people. And, you know, the kindness was also kind of showing through in how we, you know, helped other people who maybe didn't have the ability to be as resilient. And so I think that was probably one of the biggest lessons that I learned through the pandemic.
You know, and I have to say that I felt very strong, that sense of community at Howard Community College. I've gotten to know so many more people via Zoom than I did in person before the pandemic. I mean, it was just, you're right, you know, from the top down, it just, this sense, not only that we need to keep going, but it was like, are you okay? Like you just said, right? It's like, we want our students to complete their studies and we want them to move ahead in their careers, but they need to be well. We need a wellness center. We need help tutoring, right? And with all of the challenges that we were overcoming, I know I saw it with my own kids at home, things that were easy for them before in school became really tough, became harder. They were struggling with that. So I applaud you and everybody here at HEC, because I saw how much you guys just really dove right in and came to the front line and were like, we need to be here for our students because they need it. And I felt it as an employee as well. So thank you for that. Laura, let's get to know you a little bit. Let's, you know, help us understand what your job here is at HEC, what your mission is, and some of those creative solutions, right, that HEC came up with to ensure exactly that community sense, but also that our students could continue to move forward in their education.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Chris, and hi, everyone. Welcome. So my name is Laura Cripps. I'm the Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs. What that really means is that I support our Vice President for Academic Affairs in all aspects of the curriculum and academics. So, you know, that includes service learning and academic engagement and the library, but obviously it includes all of our academic divisions, the courses that are taught. And for me specifically, I focus and the areas that report to me are curriculum management, scheduling, which has been a big job. Shout out to Kismet Flagg Webster, who is our academic scheduler. Also dual enrollment, all aspects of dual enrollment with Howard County Public Schools and homeschools. E-learning, another big area that COVID has emphasized for us, and also faculty development as well. So there's been a lot of work in the last sort of year in those areas. It's been a lot of really interesting and you know, valuable work, like fruitful work. And I've kind of just been amazed at the employees we have here at Howard and how agile people have been, how willing to support our whole mission, right? Our mission is providing pathways to success for our students. Whether that means getting through a class, getting through the semester, transferring on, getting into your career, doing your internship, it's all about just providing that student success and supporting that. So it's been a really big year. And like you said, we've had to actually be quite agile, quite responsive to the varying changes, right? The landscape. We know even this week, the CDC has now said that for certain states, you want to retain mask wearing inside. So as the data has been changing and the landscapes around us, we've had to be agile. We've had to kind of pivot here and, you know, modify there. You know, it's interesting to note, from the beginning of the pandemic, the very first thing we did was get all of our faculty together, adjuncts included, and we did a two-day workshop of seminars that were dedicated to identifying weak spots in each of our faculty's areas and training them up. And that had huge success, because in the past year, we've had 82% ABC success rates in fall and 83% ABC success rates in spring, really showing that students are still succeeding at HCC. And the students sort of reporting of their online courses has been very high. So compared to a lot of the other community colleges in the state, I think we've had a really strong response in terms of where we already were with our online teaching, but also how we were able to support faculty very quickly who may have needed additional support. We also created a brand new online delivery format. So we already had online, which we now call flexible online, right? Because those are the courses you can do in the day, in the morning, in the evening. There's no set time you have to be online. They're flexible around your schedule. But we recognized that some students really still needed that face-to-face interaction, but were unable to come onto campus. So we created scheduled remote. That is a Zoom class with an instructor like myself, and the class in Zoom, and you're having that class in real time. And one of the things we're looking to do for the coming year is really build out some more of our classrooms with technology that would allow scheduled remote classes to be delivered still from campus, as opposed to from a faculty member's home. Because we know that students are liking that. Some students really like that format, and that is something we will retain. Our IT department gave out 2,155 laptops to students last year. Because if students haven't got the ability to get online and to do their work, then they're not going to succeed. So we saw that need, and we responded to that need. Free, come on to SAC campus, open up the boot of your car, someone drops it in, you drive off. In addition, over 400 hotspots for students who needed additional Wi-Fi strength and access. So those are some of the things that we really put into place to ensure that students could continue to get the level and quality of education that we're known for. And it became a really important sort of part of our mission last year, is just to see what can we do to provide that access to keep that quality of education going. We've learned a lot, and there's more that we're going to be doing in the coming year. So we're excited. And also, I should say just briefly, we also kept some classes on campus, even during the pandemic. We kept them very limited because they really had to be essential. But if you were a nurse, if you were an allied health major that had a clinical placement, we made sure that we had the faculty on campus and we had the level of safety on campus so that you could continue your education in those very highly applied courses. And as of fall, we are back, right? Over 55% of our classes are in person in fall. So we've been able to take what we continued through the COVID year, and in our post-COVID year, our ongoing COVID year, but our hopefully fully vaccinated post-COVID year, we're coming back onto campus. We are back. We're all back.
Laura, did just mention something that I really would love to go back to. You said, you know, we saw that this type of classes, online classes, remote scheduled classes work well for some of our students, and some of our students are thriving. And now we're taking even further measures to continue to offer those. I personally think that that's beautiful. And I love that, because you're seeing something as an opportunity, right? In the midst of this chaos, of this challenge, of all of these things that COVID has brought us, you're recognizing what's been working for the students. I'd love for both of you, and let's start with you, Laura. Other things that maybe surprisingly that we were pushed to do, that we were pushed to bring in the midst of the pandemic, but you are realizing as HCC that, wow, this is really working and our students are really thriving through this. Any other things, you know, both Laura and Deborah, that you guys have found through all of the adjustments that we've done that our students really like and that we want to keep, you know, some of the lessons, I guess, that we've learned through this COVID that we're going to continue to keep as we continue, as you said, to reopen, you know, the fall semester and for the post-COVID year, as we are all hoping for.
Yeah, one of my favorite phrases is never waste a crisis, right? There are too many crises that we get in life to lose them or waste them. So definitely scheduled remote as a delivery format. You know, I want to emphasize it's not for everyone. Some people love flexible online. Some people love in-person and need that in-person. Some people like the balance of hybrid in one day a week, you know, and then online for the rest of the week. But we had never really contemplated this scheduled remote delivery. And certainly for areas like math and econ, online students who still needed to be online because they of their work schedules or so on, found a kind of way to connect with their instructor in real time that really supported them. So we are retaining that. And again, not only are we retaining it for parts of, you know, certain classes, we are looking to improve it, improve the overall experience by looking at what we can do with some classrooms to provide a kind of scheduled remote capability. Imagine I'm in a classroom with a whiteboard behind me and I'm writing on the whiteboard and it's a digital whiteboard, so it's coming up on your screen as well. And you can save that and it's recorded and all of that. Some other things, and I think Deborah will talk about this, but we found that a lot of our student services going sort of through Zoom digital or in advising, for example, you know, having sort of chat boxes with the library, instant messaging, those have really helped students who are off campus and need that kind of more immediate connection. And, you know, even financial aid had drop-in Zoom hours so that it's much more convenient. You know, you suddenly have a question, you've got a letter from financial aid, you're like, what do I do now? Okay, Zoom with financial aid. saves you having to come onto campus. We want to see our students on campus. We want everyone to be back. But there's that level of convenience that we've identified that we have to retain. It's definitely going to be an improved experience for some students because of that.
And I will definitely echo what Laura said. We're keeping everything. So what we found, and through student feedback, students are telling us, you know, that these options are more convenient for those students who have difficulty maybe getting to campus, have transportation issues, childcare issues, all of the things that were really illuminated during the pandemic. But we will definitely be keeping online tutoring, which we do 7 days a week for more than 8 hours per day. Students, we have gotten such great feedback about the online options. And again, as Laura mentioned, it doesn't work for everyone, but we find that, you know, just the combination of all of these different options that students can take have been really helpful in accelerating their academic performance. Some of the other things that Laura also mentioned would be that we're keeping would be the pop-in advising. So students can come in, drop in, find out information, as well as drop-in programming. So we've also had, and we were really surprised about this. So in student life, we've, you know, done different things to kind of keep it interesting for different topics of student programming. But what we found is that we've had higher participation rates in the student in the Zoom rooms where students can kind of talk with one another and, you know, indulge in any kind of great programming. We've had greater numbers of students participating because it's just convenient. So we're definitely going to keep a portion of that. One of the other things that we did during the pandemic was a self-service scheduling. And so students are able, we were able to kind of use one of our other software programs to help students to make their own appointments. And that has been a real lifesaver for many of our students. And we're definitely going to keep that. That was something that I think even in the Yes survey, when they were asked about, you know, some of the things that they would love to keep. And that's one of the things that we plan on making sure that students can make their own appointments. And that could be for crisis, if you want to see a mental health counselor, it could just be for advising. It could just be to, you know, drop in and talk to your completion specialist about anything. So those are some of the things that we definitely would like to keep. For tutoring this semester, we're going to also be doing in person. But we're going to limit that to more of the health sciences area because those students are reporting that, you know, they kind of need to touch and they need to see the models. They need to do all these things and say like an anatomy and physiology sort of course. So we're going to do some of those things in a hybrid fashion. But I think, you know, those are some of the great things that came out of the pandemic. So we were able to really, you know, service students. And I would like to say more on a on-demand sort of platform. We're able to kind of do that because that's the kind of society that we're living in these days.
You know, it's nice what you both said to find opportunities and things that we're going to keep, you know, that came from this pandemic. And both of you in your answers, and I don't know if you noticed this, but both of you, our students are saying this and our students are saying that. And I think that shows the heart of our community college, that it's really, yes, we want to give everything, but it's really with our students in mind. It's really, you know, they are at the heart of all of the decisions that are being made. And based on what the students are telling us is what HCC is continuing to do and implement as we continue to move along and look forward to the fall semester. So just a shout out to the students out there and just, I guess, a little heads up, you know, if you see a survey, please know that they are being read, that people are taking those questions and those answers seriously. And that's really mandating what's going to happen here for you. So if you want to see a change, you know, make sure you voice it, make sure that you speak up, make sure that you say, because they are listening. We are listening and we're paying attention to your needs to bring what you need so you can succeed. I know we already kind of answered this question, but I think it's a big question and it deserves to be asked and it deserves a space of its own, right? But, you know, Laura, is Howard Community College going to be open in person this upcoming fall?
Yes, 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 yes. Starbucks is open now as well. Yes, absolutely. Now, I know we've said that we're retaining a lot of our online and scheduled remote and all of that, and that is wonderful and it's totally true. But we are open. We are open for business. We are here. We are open right now. But for fall, absolutely, we will have approximately 55 to 60% of our classes in person on campus. Every unit and office and building on campus is open. You can get in-person access in the library, in all of the study spaces, in service learning, you know, athletics is open, all of our counseling and all of Deborah's areas are open, financial aid, we are open and we are so keen to see our students. You know, there are some faculty who are remaining, you know, teaching predominantly online because of, you know, personal issues or childcare and things like that. But I will say the majority of our faculty are really keen to get back. And as of the moment, you know, masks are optional outside, but required inside. So that's where we are, but that's what we're ready to do. There will be no social distancing inside currently, based on how we understand it right now. And so, you know, the classrooms will have sanitation stations, but your instructors will be there. Masks will be required, but we are here and we are ready to get going. So absolutely. Any preference that students have, you can find it right this fall. If you want all in person, come on campus all in person. If you want a mix of hybrid and scheduled remote, do that. If you want, you know, all online, you choose that option. And we have all of the support services online to support you too. So there really hasn't been ever been more opportunity to build the type of schedule you want than there is right now. And there is space in everything still. So if you still want a fully online or a fully in-person schedule, come on, get registered, we're there.
And how exciting it is to see students. I have to tell you, yesterday I went to get my lunch here at the cafe and the Silas Craft students were there. And I was so excited. It's so exciting to see.
There was that noise in the cafe.
Exactly. You want to take a selfie with everybody. You want to take a picture. You want to do something. It's people, it's students, they're back. So please come. We are ready. We are so ready and so excited to see you. It really is. I mean, the campus is beautiful. And like this morning I was walking and I saw a bunny and I've been enjoying nature. But that connection, that noise, that life that our students bring back to campus, we want it. So we're ready for you. We're here. Come join us. The fall semester, you know, it's coming very, very soon. So let's start painting that picture, right? Let's start looking at what's upcoming in this semester, what is going to look like. So Laura, what formats will be available for learning this coming fall semester?
So we've covered these, but just to make sure everyone's clear, flexible online is fully online at time and pace to suit you. There are due dates for assignments and a start and an end of term, but within that, you know, when you work, it is up to you. There's scheduled remote, which is the real-time in-person but through Zoom, you know, class where you log in and you have a real-time class with a professor and the rest of your cohort. They'll utilize chat rooms, they'll utilize different techniques, different pedagogies for online teaching, but you'll have that real-time interaction. You've got to be available at those times. We've got hybrid. So a lot of hybrids and sciences and so on, where you'll come on campus one day a week and then some of your lecture will be sort of didactic through the internet. That's a nice compromise for students who have built up their work hours or have got a schedule that really means they can only come in a couple of days a week. Then look at the hybrids. And then we have the fully in person. So, you know, they're available 2 days a week, 3 days a week classes, and you can build your schedule like that. In addition, you know, what does fall look like? As we've said, every office and unit is open. So you want to come and study in the library all day, the library's open. You want to come use the cafe, cafe's open. Gym is open. You know, everything is open. So the if you want to go back to, you know, the experience you had pre-COVID and just think that it was all a bad dream, aside from having to wear a mask inside, you can come and do that. Yeah.
And, you know, it's the campus is beautiful, so you can certainly come and enjoy that. And I love that we have all of these options now. So I would just say when you're registering for classes, just make sure that you're checking that it is the right type of class that you're registering for. You know, if it's remote, if it's scheduled, if it's hybrid, or if it's in person, just double check that little detail right there and make sure that you're picking and choosing the one that you want for you. I mean, I personally feel that this is a great opportunity and that these are some of the opportunities that the pandemic brought for our students, because that flexibility that, you know, scheduling when I was a student, I was already a working adult, and it made life a little difficult, you know, to have to be in person for some classes, to have this flexibility now. There's no better time to further your career because you have all of these options.
When you're in Student Planner, if it's got a time, if there is a time listed, you're either in a face-to-face slash hybrid or a scheduled Zoom. So if there's a time, but then Zoom or online is listed, that's your scheduled remote class, right? So yeah, very easy way to identify between those two.
But double check and triple check. I know that I follow in that group of double checking and triple checking. So I encourage everybody to do that too. Deborah, let's talk about, you know, I know we kind of briefly touched on the things that we want to keep and that you said that we are keeping, but let's just remind everybody, right? Services that are going to be available, how they're going to be available for all of our students.
The services are going to be available both in person and remote. And so in academic support, counseling, and career services, we ask that students make an appointment, but there's still availability for walk-in. It's just that, you know, the staff is somewhat hybrid as well. So we have people who are working remote and in person. So you can make an appointment, again, as I mentioned, through that great self-service option. You can call the numbers that we have listed on the website, because I think what we want to do is also direct students to the main webpage where it says reopening information. So that way, because that information is changing pretty much daily, so that they would have the most up-to-date information in terms of getting in touch with folk. But we will have advising remote as well as in person. We will have financial aid remote as well as in person. We will have counseling services, so any sort of issues with mental health, disability support services, both remote and in person. Tutoring is mostly going to be remote, and there will be select courses that we will have listed on the website that will be available for in-person. Academic jeopardy, anything with academic standing, both in person and remote. So however you want it, you can get it.
I'd like to take a quick pause here. And I know that this conversation is not about that, but there's been a lot of talk on social media about mental health. You know, the Olympics are going on. Simone Biles just gave us all a huge example. So for some students that may be experiencing or having issues, and I know we're talking about support services, right? Mm-hmm, I just want to kind of like emphasize the importance of HCC offering this type of support services and why we are making them available, and we have continued to make them available all of this time throughout the pandemic. I just want you to expand on that, Deborah, if you could, of, you know, the importance, the impact maybe that you guys have seen through your office in all of this time for our students of continuing to offer those services and encourage our students to take advantage of them.
So yes, we've continued to offer these services, and they are very important. And I think they were illuminated. The importance was illuminated again through the pandemic. You know, people were not feeling that sense of connection, You know, and it was happening to all of us, you know, staff, students alike. And so it was really important for us to try to maintain that connection so that people could have that sense of, you know, I don't want to say normalcy, but really kind of that sense of normalcy so that, you know, you would have someone to talk to about anything that might be impacting your life as well as your academic performance. So we did see a heavy increase. I don't have the actual percentages, but we did have really a steady number of students who were looking for assistance through the mental health counseling services. But it is something that, you know, will continue to permeate through as we continue. It's just, you know, one of those things that we are really aware that self-care is important. And so however, whatever that means to you. So it could also be, you know, something through the wellness center where you might do something, you know, through mindfulness, through meditation, anything that really kind of helps you to connect, connect to the environment and, you know, assist folk who are, who may be struggling. So these are things that will continue. And again, we did see, you know, some increase in those things, during the pandemic for sure.
And I want to invite everybody to, you know, connect with the Wellness Center and, you know, encourage you if you're feeling any type of way to reach out for help. That's what the services are here for. That's what we're offering. We all need it, right? And it's, we don't want to talk about it. We feel that mental health is still a taboo and it's one of those topics that we just want to push to the side. But just like we have our health, our physical health, we have our mental health, and we need to, if we want to succeed and we want to get right to our goals, we need those services, we need the support. And that's what we're here offering for you guys. So take advantage of that, connect through Instagram, Facebook, to the wellness page, to all of our pages really here at HCC. If you're interested in athletics, I had an interesting conversation yesterday with Coach Riley, and she was telling me all about, you know, the Dragons pages, and there's some videos that you can watch, some highlights there, and some of the great stuff that our Dragons have been doing in the past year and a half and getting ready for this upcoming season. Laura, you know, other ways that people can connect to our services, and what are other ways that people can build that community? Because as you just said, there were so important to continue to have that community, even when now we have the choice to either go remote, fully remote, or in person. You know, how do we continue to build that community? Laura, if you can just help us, you know, make that connection.
Yeah, well, it's I'm just talking about Simone Biles. I know everyone was so impressed with like the level of decision she made for her own self as well. And Michelle Obama tweeted to her afterwards. Apparently Michelle Obama's mantra is, am I good enough? Yes, I am. I was like, okay, Michelle Obama, that can be her mantra. That can be all of our mantras, right? Depending on what level of interaction you want, obviously you can still retain that sense of community by staying online. We have, you know, a lot of our existing, you know, groups, cohorts, Honors, Silas Craft, Ambiciones, Pride, they're all still up and running. Again, you know, sort of service learning, athletics, the library. We have, you know, a lot of opportunity to connect with faculty. You know, to Deborah's point, faculty are also very aware of the pressures of COVID, and we've seen a great deal of where we can flexibility with the academics, you know, so that we can support student success. So, you know, I guess my first point would be just don't be quiet about, you know, what you need. You know, reach out. If you need, you know, help or someone to talk to, reach out to counseling or reach out to one of the cohort managers. If you're just, you know, in desperate need of something else, something to fill a kind of a gap, you know, reach out to some of the different student life clubs or cohort groups, so on. You know, even our advisors in international, you know, I haven't seen my mom now for like 18 months back home in the UK, you know, and I'm still quite a little unsure as to when I'll be able to get over. So it's hard, you know, and so there are people here who can help you, even if you don't think of HCC as the place you can go to get that help.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening here at HCC. And, you know, as you can see, we're ready and excited. And you know, we really just want all of our students to know that we're open in person, yet you have the choice. You have the choice to come to campus fully. You have the choice to come hybrid. You have the choice to stay online, remote, or flexible. Somebody who's listening, somebody who's watching and saying, okay, you guys have told me everything that's available, but you guys haven't told me yet exactly how to get there. What's that next step? What do I need to do now so that I can go ahead and register? Laura, can you just walk us through that process, please?
Yeah, go online, right? You can apply online or you can come in to campus, and you can always reach out and contact remotely with an advisor and make an appointment for a Zoom advising session if you need that also. If you've applied but you haven't registered for classes yet, go into Student Planner. Student Planner is your tool that will help you identify the right classes that you need for the degree program that you're registered into. Or you can reach out to any one of the offices for more help, right? By phone, all of our phone numbers are available on the website. The actual opening hours currently are on the website also, as Deborah said. There's a kind of page that says where everything is and how everything is open. Financial aid, I should say we have a huge amount of scholarship right now that is coming as part of the COVID relief fund. So if money has been your hesitation, please reach out to financial aid. You don't even have to apply for the FAFSA in order to be eligible for this COVID-related scholarship. So if you've applied for the FAFSA before and weren't eligible and you think all of your scholarship options are redundant, no, that's not the case. So there's plenty of scholarship available, and we really want to make sure it's getting to the students that need it. So please think about reaching out to financial aid or looking on our website and applying. I've got the details here. You can basically submit a HCC scholarship application online in order to be considered eligible for that COVID relief. And the only criteria you need to meet is that you will be registered in classes and that you have been impacted by COVID in some way, shape, or form. It may be a parental job, it may be daycare impact, it may, you know, maybe any kind of impact. And frankly, many, many of us have been impacted by COVID in one way or another. So that is also something to sort of say to go ahead and do. But yeah, apply, register, reach out to financial aid, get some money, and get excited for the fall semester.
Keep moving your career forward. Absolutely. We took a pause this past year and a half. You know, we were forced to take that pause, really, right? And we had to pivot, like we said, we had to be flexible, adjust. And maybe you were running into some difficulties. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe, you know, another interesting phenomena that I think it's happening is that a lot of people have realized that maybe it's time for me to change my career. And this past year and a half taught us big lessons. And some of those lessons that are coming out now is that a lot of people are changing their careers. There's a lot of opportunities here at Howard Community College, and this is a good place for you. It's affordable. It's the education is excellent. I personally can attest to that. I am an HEC graduate, and I, you know, everywhere I go, not to dish on my 4-year school, but I honestly, the education, the level of education, the level of connection, the level of everything that I received here at HCC, it was not equaled at my 4-year school. It's just a really great foundation. It's just a really good place to come and further that education and really, you know, take those steps into your career. So, you know, I can talk from my own experience, and I from the bottom of my heart, I tell you that I really do believe in the education, the quality education that HCC provides to all of their students. So now that we know the next steps, now that we have all of this information, let's just remind everybody, you know, where they can connect with Howard Community College, best ways to stay in touch, to continue, because as you said, Laura, earlier in our conversation, we are continuing to be agile. We are continuing to be flexible. Data continues to change. We're still navigating all of that. As of today, as of right now, the information that I've been giving you, it's, you know, based on what the information and the data gives us today. Could there be changes? Maybe, as we have learned in the past year and a half, maybe there will be changes, maybe there won't. And I'm really hoping that if there's changes, it's for more opening and for more, you know, for less masks, more opening, more gatherings. That's what I hope, but that's, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But to stay up to date in all of that information, to really stay connected, to really be, you know, on the lookout of everything that's happening here at HCC, what's the best place and where are the best ways to stay informing and stay with HCC?
I think the best place right now is on the main page of the website at howardcc.edu and click to the return to campus information. And so it will have links as well as phone numbers for students to be able to get in contact in the way that is easiest for them. We're updating that information daily. So that would be the place where the most recent up-to-date information is for all of the areas on campus, including student services, academic affairs, continuing education, information technology, all of it.
And of course, follow Howard Community College on Instagram, because that will be a healthy reminder, or on Facebook. And if you are currently a student, please check your howardcc.edu account, your email, because, you know, that's the email that we are required to use by law. So if you are a current student, please either check that email or route that email to your private account. That means that you'll always get the updates from us.
So let me just ask you, what are you each looking for the most in this fall semester? Laura, let's start with you. What is that one thing that you like really just cannot wait for this fall semester?
Well, I don't teach as much as I used to, but so normally it would be that first day in the classroom, the anticipation, the buildup, and the getting to know the students in the first day of class. But I don't have that this semester. I teach in spring, not fall. So I think it will just be that, hopefully, that buzz on campus in that first day. It's already been great to bump into colleagues around campus. Seeing the parking lots a bit more full will be exciting. Just seeing happy students. It's also worth noting that there is a vaccine incentive program at HCC as well. So if you are back on campus and you're registered, if you are doubly vaccinated, then all you need to do is provide proof of your double vaccination and you can get a $50 credit, one-time credit to use in the bookstore for anything that you want in the bookstore. Just having people back. I mean, we sound like a broken record, but it really is why we're here.
Deborah, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm going to continue on that record. And I'm looking forward just to that community connection. I'm looking forward to it, to seeing students on campus, and just the excitement that always comes at the start of a new academic year. I'm not sure that I agree with Laura as far as seeing the parking lot full, because I've been able to get like really good spaces this whole summer, but I'm looking forward to the buzz for sure.
You know, I was just going to say that I personally have been enjoying not having to worry about parking, you know, here on campus. So that's a perk for everybody who's listening and watching. If you want to come and just enjoy campus, this is the perfect time. You can pick and choose where you want to park right now. So it's I roll my windows down, let the air and, you know, just let my hair. No, I'm kidding. But it is nice to just see that. But when you find that people and you feel that connection, you feel that energy. Like it happened yesterday when I went to lunch, it's just beautiful. If you each could give one message, if there's one thing, I mean, we've given a lot of information and maybe overwhelming for everybody out there, but if there's one thing that you want the people who have been listening and stayed with us for this 45 minutes or so, what would that be? Just that one message you want to make sure that they keep with them.
For me, it's been the value of staying in the moment through COVID. I've had to stay in the moment of the day. So if you're thinking about Howard now, if you're thinking about college now, do something about it. Come on and get registered and get it knocked out, because what we've learned is that we can't afford to waste time, right? With this COVID pandemic, what it's taught me is to live each day and stay in the moment as much as I can. And if I'm thinking about something, to do something about it there and then. Don't put things off.
I would probably say to any student that we are here for you and that you're not alone in this. We have a slogan that we use in my area, which is called Stronger Together. And I really believe that we are stronger together. So if anything feels overwhelming, please just reach out. We have someone that can help you with just about any challenge that is coming across your plate. And if we can't help you, we will find someone that can. So please, 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 we are stronger together. Just reach out and start today.
You know, and what a beautiful way to close our conversation today with this message of, if you're thinking about furthering your career, take action today. Don't wait, just do it. And know, and the knowledge that you have the support services here, that you have people who care, that, you know, academically we're ready, we have all of these options for you, but then we're also taking care of you, of the person. We're not just seeing you as a student, you know, in this cold picture of this person who comes in with books, goes to classes, gets all the information they need and goes back home to do homework. No, we're looking at you, we're seeing you, we're really listening to you, we're really paying attention to your needs, and we're providing you with everything you need academically and in the support services realm. So thank you both so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you continue to do, for continuing to monitor, you know, the data, making tough decisions, adjusting, being flexible, pivoting, and keeping us everybody informed and safe. I really do appreciate it here at Dragon Digital Radio. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for watching. I hope that you've found good information. If there's any questions you have, put them right there on the comments. I will share them with Laura and with Devrin. We'll get somebody to get back to you. If I can get the answer, I'll give that to you. So have a beautiful day. HowardCC.edu is the website you want to go to. And until next time, I am Cris Oviedo. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.